You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. Now, Truk is going to help us make something old new again. It's the return of Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. It's the sounds that define the Bay Area. We used to hear them every Thursday, and we're bringing them back this year on our show. Let's hear today's. When Metallica, the Rolling Stones, or other big rock bands are in the Bay Area, and they need their guitars fixed, there's a good chance you could find them at 15 Lafayette Street in San Francisco. That's where you'll find a constellation of five shops crammed into one building, the oldest of which has been running for more than 30 years. So when Truk, who's one of our resident music lovers, found out about it, she had to check out the little alley filled with big sounds.
I'm standing in front of 15 Lafayette Street with Jesse Cobb, who basically grew up here.
It's a very nondescript building on a rather isolated, dirty street.
Jesse's dad, Chris Cobb, owns a part of this little guitar kingdom. Go in.
And the first thing you walk into is real guitars.
It's the oldest vintage guitar shop in the city, opened since February 1986. Jammed with instruments made decades ago, it's got so much character, Woody Allen filmed a scene from Blue Jasmine here.
You know, we need a bigger space, but it just wouldn't be right if we moved anywhere else but where we are.
Cobb says it's the kind of shop he went to as a teenager in the 70s. We maneuver past stacks of amplifiers. Cobb picks up an acoustic guitar called a National Tricone.
It's an acoustic guitar, but one of the big differences is the body is completely made of metal, you know, and it has these little cones in it that are called resonators, and they make it loud. There's like no amplifier, and I'm not going to play anything right now, but...
Back before amplification, the resonator guitar was used to cut through the rest of the band.
So these Delta Blues guys got a hold of these guitars, and then they'd use something like a glass or metal slide, and they found you could get this.
You'll pay $2,200 for the 17-year-old metal resonator. Next, Cobb shows me a Les Paul SG made nearly 60 years ago.
Basically, you're paying a whole lot of money to buy wood from 1961 because just about everything's been replaced on it. But you can't get anything like that anymore. The wood supply in the world is just not that way.
The shop is full of music history lessons. Celebrities like Carlos Santana come in and know they can keep a low profile. But it's also a place for newcomers.
I'm Mason Mejia. I'm 19 years old. I got a 1965 Epiphone Cortez. And it's the Sunburst version. And this guitar is 1 year younger than my dad, which is pretty gnarly.
Would you mind playing it a little bit for us?
Yeah, 100%.
Mejia found the place by accident on his way to one of the larger corporate shops in town. Real Guitar's co-owner, Ben Levin, says unlike other shops, this place is like a community center.
People just come by and talk politics and movies and TV with us and just hang out.
Cruise past the guitars, a few basses and ukuleles, and you'll find the Gary Brower Repair Shop. Famous musicians trust the people back here to modify and repair their instruments. And some folks working behind the counters are also celebrities themselves. Fernie Rod of the glam rock metal band Jet Boy is just one of them.
And that was the riff for Feel the Shake.
Could you tell me what you do here?
Well, when they let me out of my cell, I work here at Gary Brower's, the shop manager. And what we do is we make sure that guitars are fixed and basses are fixed so people can go out and make music and have fun.
The five businesses here complement one another. Brower himself takes me back into the guitar building area.
This is Dan Ransom. He's been here for 30 years with us. He builds guitars. What I like to say is people show up with a napkin with a drawing on it and go, here, make this.
So this is a die grinder. It's what I used to carve necks with. This is the throatier, put it in musical terms, hand sander. And most of the people I've built for old school San Franciscan bands, Airplane, The Dead, Joe Satriani, not so old school. I build mainly for just local guys.
How long does it take to build a custom guitar?
Yes, that's a secret.
Way too long. Where if you actually took the hours and the amount of money you were getting paid, I'm pretty sure you'd be really depressed and find another job.
What does keep Brower from finding another job then? Satisfaction. Nights backstage with the Rolling Stones and days like this.
One day, Willie Nelson's guitar, the acoustic guitar with the big hole in it, appeared here for him to work on. That's the kind of reputation he has. And funny thing about Willie's guitar is, if you look at it, it's got all these names carved into it. And before we saw the guitar, we thought they were like Merle Haggard and, you know, all these great, Conway Twitty and all these great. And it was literally, the names are like Ed, Dave, and it's the names of his roadies and his buddies and just the guys he hangs with. He has a car. And I love that part. I thought that was so funny.
Like Willie's roadies, these are the people who work offstage to help musicians get the sound they want out of their instruments. Ransom walks me out of the building area, back into real guitars. He says there's nothing quite like the sound of a music store.
There's no orchestration to it. It's like three or four people playing all kinds of different stuff, and it almost never blends together, and you just don't find that in music anywhere else.
In San Francisco, I'm True Gwynn for Cross Currents.
Oh, really?
That story originally aired in December 2017.
Isn't that like where the outlaw country movement started?
Yeah.